Last time we learned that in a bracha we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. We spoke about Elokeinu. We said that there's the kavana of that the Shulchan Aruch describes is that Hashem is Takif Bali Chelis Bali Koychas Kulam. That it's a lashon of Takif, like the Torah says that Hashem is strong, mighty, and that's Takif Bali Chelis, that Hashem has able to act with his koyach, his takif. And he's bala koyachas kulam, that he's control over all the koyachas in the world, and more so that the Nefesh HaChaim explains that every single koyach that's there, he's the owner of Hashem, is total bailam over every single koyach in the world. And we said that this kavana is the kavana that's the kavana Hashem. Every shame Hashem has a specific kavana, that's the kavana takif bala chaylis, bala koyachas kulam. But there's another kavana, and that is the Pirush HaMilos, what the word means, the simple meaning of the word, and that is that Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, and the way the Rashba and the way the Vilna Gaon explains that Hashem is our God, and that means that Hashem has a special Hashgacha with us, that's Hashgacha Pratis. The rest of the world is Hashgacha Klalis, and Hashem is watching us in a special way, and the way we act, and we're being monitored constantly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Hashgacha Pratis. So those are the two kavanas that we have when we say Elokeinu. Be'ezras Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next two words in a bracha, and that is Melech Ha'olam, that Hashem is king over the world, or king over the universe. Melech Ha'olam. So we're going to try to understand tonight the idea of Melech Ha'olam. The truth is that the source for this, that a bracha, that we need to say Melech Ha'olam in a bracha, is based on a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem. The Gemara says, Omer Rav, Kol bracha she'en bo haskaras Hashem ein a bracha. Bracha, Rav says that a bracha needs, you need to mention Hashem's name in a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan adds, Kol bracha she'en bo malchus ein a bracha. Bracha that doesn't have malchus, you need to say malchus, it's not a bracha. And we paskin like this, the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, paskins in Archaim, Simon Reish Yudalid, that a person, like Rabbi Yochanan, that a person needs, that we need a bracha that needs to have malchus. We need to say Melech Ha'olam. Now, the Gemara in Brachas does not say what the source is for this. What's the source that you need to say Malchus? So it's very interesting. If you look in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachas, in the beginning of the last parak, in Parak Haraya, the Gemara over there adds a Makar. It says like this. Reb Zeira of Reb Yehuda b'shem Rav called bracha she'eni ma malchus ain a bracha. Any bracha that doesn't have malchus is not a bracha. Amr Rabbi Tanchuma says Rabbi Tanchuma, I know Amr Taima. I'm going to say a reason. I'm going to say a makar for this. What's the makar? The pasuk in Tehillim. We say it every day in Asher three times. I remimcha elikai hamelech. Arimimcha elokai hamelach. This pasuk Tehila leDavid, Arimimcha elokai hamelach, is the makar that a bracha needs malchus. So, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're going to try to explore this a little bit. What the meaning is, what you see from this pasuk uniquely from this pasuk that you need to say malchus. So, on a simple level, this I saw the Rabbi Yosef Engel Gilei Nashas explains that the way he understands it is that it's really also Gemara doesn't say this, but I remember the pasuk says, "I remember Elokai Hamelech va'avarcha Shemcha." So he says, "Oh, when you say a bracha, you need to mention Hamelech." That's the way he understands it. We'll see. We'll try to understand this idea of "I remember Elokai Hamelech." How it connects? What's the meaning of this that we see from here? That a bracha needs that we need to say Melech when we say a bracha. But one, I guess you could say, an obvious question is an interesting thing, because if the source for this that you need to mention Malchus is from this pasuk of Arimimcha Lekai Hamelech, so then why is it that we say in a bracha Melech Ha'olam? We just say Melech. If the source is from Arimimcha Lekai Hamelech, so then why can't you just say? Why didn't you say Melech Ha'olam? Why didn't the institute just say Melech? But the kasha is much stronger, because in halacha the Shulchan Aruch paskins over there in Reish Yudalid, that the halacha is that if a person just says melech, but he doesn't say ha'olam, then he's not yaitze. And it's not called malchus. So you need to say ha'olam. So it's even stronger. It's not just why is that part of the, but you halachically the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need to say Hamal. You need to say Ha'il. So I saw the Bir Halacha over here, the Chafetz Chaim and Bir Halacha, he asks on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, because he brings the Evan Ezer, it's Chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch, and says it's only a suffix if you don't say Ha'ilam. All discussion, riots back and forth. And then he says, the truth is that there's a question on the Mechaber from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the source of Malchus is Arimim Chalakai HaMelech. Okay, so then why is it that if you leave out Ha'ilam, is a ma'akiv l'chayra al-kayamah? So he says like this. He doesn't explain himself so well, but he says like this. Ach yish litchus. But we could answer this. Yish l'chalek bein melech l'chud u bein teves ha-melech. We could differentiate between just saying melech and ha-melech. So he doesn't explain exactly what's the difference. I mean, it says, arimimcha elakai ha-melech. If you say ha-melech over there, that would work. If you say ha-melech, that indeed would work.
We'll get there.
He's not explaining what's with the ha'ilam, but he's saying that if you would say ha'melech, like it says, arimim chalakai ha'melech, that would be okay. But the Shulchan Aruch maybe just means that if you don't say ha'melech, but you say melech, that's what he says. So what's the understanding behind this? So he refers to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says an interesting thing, a very practical, a very simple answer. He says like this, that if we would say Elokeinu Melech, so then the notion would be that the word Melech is going back on Elokeinu, meaning Elokeinu, that he's Melech. But he says that's not what the Bracha means. The Bracha means that the Melech is going on the Baruch, meaning the Baruch is going on Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech. So if you would just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, we would say that Melech is going back on Elokeinu, which is our Melech. But he said, that's not what the bracha means. That's not what you mean when we say bracha. What Chazal meant was that Baruch, there's a Baruch on, that we're benching, we're saying Baruch on Hashem and Elokeinu Melech, Ha'olam Asher Kedishanu, all these things, that there's a Baruch on all the following words. So that's why you would need to say Ha'olam. So when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, then we understand that the Baruch is going on Ha'olam. That's the way he explains it. So you need to say Ha'olam. So you need to say either Melech Ha'olam in order to make it that now when you say Melech Ha'olam, you understand that it's not Melech Ha'olam is not going back on Elokeinu. The Baruch, it's going back on the Baruch. That's the way he explains it. But again, like you said, we'll get to that. He doesn't really explain why then can you just say Hamel? Why did Chazal institute that you should say Hamel? Why is it that they said to say Melech Ha'olam? The pasuk says Hamel. Why can't I say Hamel? So we'll get to that. But just one, he doesn't say this, but just perhaps to add a little bit of another idea. I don't know if you know, just perhaps that another idea in Hamelech over Melech is that Hamelech is like Hey Hayidia. That Hashem is the king. We're not just mentioning that Hashem is a king. We're saying Hashem is the king. Ha-melech. And in fact, the Radak on that pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei, Tehillu David, Ayrimimcha Elokai Ha-melech, he says, Ayrimimcha She'atuhu Ha-melech Be'emes. Hashem is the true, the king. V'chol ha-melochim v'manhigim tachtoinim v'alyoinim tachas mashatcha. Everything is under Hashem. Hashem is the king. So that could be another idea in Hamelech. This is sort of slightly parenthetically, I just want to share with Eilam a discovery that I had. And that is that we say that Hashem is Hamelech, right? Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamelochim. Later we say Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamelochim. So if you ever think about it, it's a funny triple Melech Malchei Hamelochim. What's the triple Hashem? So I would like to share, I think there's two Mahalchim, there's two ways, the basic ways of understanding what this means. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Hagra, in his Pirsh on Yeshaya, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. So he says, what's the idea of Kadesh, 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 three times? So he says, Gimel Pa'amim, the idea of three times, is L'hagdil Ha'inyan, is to emphasize something. She'ein L'may L'himenu, that there's nothing greater than it. So he said, like, and he says, an example for this is, K'moy Melech Malchem Lachem. Melech Malchem Lachem is a way of emphasizing, like when you say the best of the best, right? He's the player of players, right? So to emphasize that there's nothing greater as three, he says like this, Kikfeva's base palm, if you would say two times, that's any time in the world you find something that's more than others. He says like this, two times, b'chol hanimtzom, k'she'echad yaisim chaver. If one is better than others, then he's the best of the best. Then he's this, right? The one over the other. That's two times. Like he says that, malchei eretz hamoishlam b'kipa, if you have a king over the whole world, we would call that melech malchaya. A king of kings, meaning to say is that he's like, wow, an amazing, a king that's a supreme king, that he's a king over the world. That's not just a regular king. But melech malchem lachem, three times, is not just that more than others, but to bring out that there's impossible to have more. Ein l'mayin lehimenu, that there's no, it's not possible to have a higher level of a king. So that's three times. So according to the Vilna Gaon, melech malchem lachem connotes this, what it means is that Hashem is the spitz king. Melech malchem lachem is a way of saying that Hashem is the spitz king. There's no greater possible type of a king that you could have than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's melech malchem lachem. That's the way he explains it. But it's very interesting. Chassam Sofer in Alei Torah, in Parshas Bamidbar, he understands Melech Malchem Lachem totally different. He says it means Hashem is a king over kings over kings. He's a, right? Like a ruler over rulers over rulers. What are the three levels? So the way he explains it is like this. He says, we know that Klal Yisrael are kings. We're Mamleches Kehanim V'goy Kadosh. We're Mamleches Kehanim. In Galus, right, so he said, well, we have the Umas Ha'olam, the kings of the world, are ruling over us. So they're kings over kings, because we're called Malachim, because we're Mamlechas Kehana. The Umas, the kings of the world, rule over us. So they're Melech Malachim, right? They rule over us, who are Malachim. So it's Melech Malachim. Hashem, who rules over them, is Melech Malchei Hamalachim. That's the way he explains it. But it's interesting. I just found it fascinating that there's like two ways of understanding the Vilna Gaon and this Mahalach and the Chassam Sofer. Does Melech Malchem Lachem mean that Hashem, the Vilna Gaon is saying Hashem is, Melech Malchem Lachem is what he's saying, Hashem is the king of kings. Hashem is the spitz king, right? But the Chassam Sofer is saying that means that he's a king over king over kings. He's a king over kings who are king, who are over other kings. That's the way. It's just an interesting thing of just, perhaps on the way the Chassam Sofer explains it, I was just a little bothered that not always are the Umas Ha'olam kings over us. It's not always like that. I was just perhaps to suggest another way of understanding Melech Malchem Lachem with the way the Chassam Sofer says it, that Hashem is king over kings over kings. What are these three? What are the two lower levels? So perhaps we could explain with the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos in Perak Yud Ches Pasuk Chaf Hey. He says like this. He's talking about the mazolos, and he says like this: Ki Hashem hanichbad bara kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. V'som koyach hatachtoinim belyonim, and he placed the koyach of the earlier of the lower forces. They're dependent on the higher forces in Shemayim. V'nosan al kol am va'am. Hashem gave to every single nation, Baratzoisam, Legoyeim, Koichov, Umazal, Yedua. Each nation has a guiding force and a ruling force over them. That's the Koichov, that's the Mazal. Each Uma has a Mazal over them. Ugvoyim Aleim, and above the Mazalois are Malachei Elyon, are Malachim, more spiritual beings. Vinosnam Lyoisam, Sorim Aleim, and the Malachim are sort of the Sorim over the mazalos. Kenyan Shikasov, like the Pasuk in Daniel says, Visar Malchus Paras Oymid Lenegdi. The Sar of Malchus Paras is Oymid Lenegdi, is standing Lenegdi. So he says that's referring to the Malach, the Sar, which is above the Koich of a Mazal. Says the Ramban, these Sari Malo, which are above the Koich of him, Nikroim Melachim. They're called kings. What's his makar? Kedichsiv, like it says also in Daniel. Vani noisarti sham etzel malchei paras. These sarei mala that are above the koich mazalos, that are above the umas ha'olam, each nation, they're called melachim. So based on this, could be you could say that when we say Hashem is melech malchem lachem, is that Hashem is the Melech over these Sarim. And these Sarim are called Melachim, and they're Melachim over the Melachim down here. The kings of the world down here are Melachim, but they have Melachim over them, and Hashem is a Melech over them. So this could be just as a side, another idea. So we have two ideas of understanding. Melech, Melech, Melech.
I think in the pathway to prayer, I saw Melech, Melech, Melech by Aleinu.
Yeah.
And Hashem, Daniel Kippur.
Yeah.
It says, Achashverosh, Melech, Melech, because he's 127.
Yes. Oh.
So Hashem was the Melech, 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 and went over Achashverosh.
Ah, very interesting. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Ah. Shef Yoni for coming.
Ah, Yoni, yeah.
Oh,
you
drink here.
Thank
you.
Well,
it's
time,
yeah.
It's
recording. The machine is on.
It's
recording.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, oh, we're about to start blacking. that's just as a side, parenthetically, this idea that Shem is Melech. Okay, but we're going to try to understand, like Meir, like you mentioned before, that why is it that the Melech HaElam we're seeing from the Yerushalmi is the source of it is from Elekai Remimcha Elekai HaMelech. So why is it that we say Melech HaElam? What's the significance of Melech HaElam? And also, what's this idea? What are we adding when we say Melech HaElam? We already said that Hashem is Hashem Elekeinu, and that means that Hashem is Takif Bali Chaylus Bali Chaylus Kulam. What are we adding with Melech HaElam? And what exactly do we see from this pasuk of Arimimcha Elekai HaMelech? So I'd like to share with the Eilim tonight two potential mahalchim in this. And the first is from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon that we mentioned last week in Parashas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, he mentions that the Shem Elekim connotes the Hashkocha that Hashem has on the world. And he says that B'Hashkocha there's two types of hashkochas that Hashem has. Hashkocha klolis and hashkocha pratis. Hashkocha klolis, tahainu al kol b'riyosef. Hashkocha klolis is on the whole world, v'al kol olam b'chlolis. In general, the whole world, the whole universe has hashkocha klolis. Hashkocha pratis is specifically only for klal yisrael. Shemashkiach al yisrael levad. Only klal yisrael has hashkocha pratis. The entire world, the entire universe has hashkocha klolis. Then he says an amazing thing. That's why we say in every bracha, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. He says, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is correspondent to these two hashkachas. Elokeinu Shehu Mashkiach Aleinu B'Pratis. Elokeinu is that Hashem is Mashkiach on us B'Pratis. Melech HaOlam. What's Melech HaOlam adding? Even though he's on us as Elokeinu, Mashkiach gam kein al kol ha'olam kulay bechlalos u'moishal aleihem. That Hashem is Mashkiach on the entire world bechlalos hashkachah bechlalos. So the Vilna Gaon is mapping out for us that when we say in a bracha Elokeinu melech ha'olam, this is correspondent to the two hashkachas that there are in that Hashem is Mashkiach with the world. Elokeinu is to us, Elokeinu to us, Klai Yisrael is Hashkocha Pratis. Melech HaOlam, that Hashem is Melech HaOlam, that means that Hashem is Mashkiach on the whole world, Hashkocha Klaus. This is the way he explained it. And according to this, the idea, it's very beautiful, that we say Melech HaOlam. Because what's a Melech? The way he's Mashkiach, the way he rules over the world, or his country, is that he sets up other higher ups. He doesn't ever himself go, you know, down to the trenches by himself. He can't do that, right? So he sets up, right? He sets up other forces. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he runs the world is indeed he does set up like we just explained. He sets up sorry malo v'kechov mazal is to run to that he sends to he you know, that's the way he brings down the shefet of the world. So meaning there's intermediaries, this so to say. There's Hashem sends through the world just like a melech governs his kingdom in such a fashion. So that's why when we talk about Hashkocha Klalis, we call Hashem and that term as a Melech. And that's also could be why we add Ha'olam, because we're saying that Hashem is Aleinu, Hashem is Elokeinu, and what about the rest of the world? So Hashem is Melech Ha'olam, right? We're not just saying that Hashem is our king, we're saying that he's Melech Ha'olam. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's beautiful. Melech Olam, it fits, right? That's Melech Olam, that Hashem is Mashkiach on the world, on the whole world at large. That's Melech Olam. That's. And just to add, I saw that, it's very interesting. I saw in the Yalkut Me'am Lo'yez, on the Pasuk in Tehillim of Arim Tilu David, Arimimcha Lekai Melech, he brings down a pshat like this. Arimimcha Elekai Melech. He says like this: Asaper roimemuscha umaloscha, ki ato Elokai, that you Hashem. I remember why, because Elokai, you're my God, Elokai. Vigam ato melech al kol olam, and you're also a melech, meaning on the whole world. So it's beautiful. I remember Elokai hamelech, that Elokai is hashkacha pratis on me, and then melech, according to this pshat, is going on the whole Melech HaOlam. So that could be a source. That could be what according to the Vilna Gaon, that perhaps is a source that says Yishalmi. You see that when we praise Hashem, when we say a bracha, Tehillah LaDavid, when David Melech praises Hashem and he talks about Hashem's Hashkacha, he mentions both of the Hashkachas that Hashem runs the world with. Elokai, which is Hashkacha Pratis, and HaMelech, which is Hashkacha Klalos. So when we praise Hashem in a bracha, it's befitting to mention both of the Ashkachas, Elokeinu and Melech Olam. That's the first way, based on the first way of the Vilna Gaon to understand Elokeinu Melech Olam.
What would be
Mechasek? No, I was just saying before that the Ha'olam is perhaps because since the Melech is indicating the Hashkacha Klalis, so the Hashkacha Klalis is on the whole world at large. So we mention Melech Ha'olam, right? We're not just saying that Hashem is our king or something like that. We're saying specifically about the Hashkacha on the world at large.
Elokeinu,
and then Ha'olam is
right.
So that's a big question. The Rishonim talk about that. Why the first Baruch Shemoneh Esrei doesn't say Melech? Big. Not for now. It's big.
Baruch Hashem Baruch Amved doesn't do anything else for this.
What?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch
Oh, so that's not a halachic bracha. Okay, yeah. So,
is that a bracha?
Yeah, a real bracha always has. The first bracha Shemoneh Esrei is a huge question. That's not for now. That's a different time. We'll talk about it a different time. But that's a good question. Why the first bracha doesn't have melech?
Okay.
Regular bracha. We always say Elokeinu Melech Olam. Okay. So that's that. Oh, so it's only when the bracha starts with Baruch Ata Hashem. If it's like a bracha smuch al chavarta, and it just, but it doesn't, if it ends with Baruch, but it doesn't start with Baruch, then that. Well, a bracha that starts with Baruch Hashem always has to have Melech. What? Melech Ezer. Oh, so some say that that could be an answer to the question. Where you got? Some say that that's an answer. Some use that as an answer that we do mention Melech. Okay. The different truths I'm given in the Rishonim and Achronim. Okay.
The Klalos means it's going to the whole world, the Goyim also?
Yeah, the Goyim also, and really the whole universe. Hashem runs the whole universe, Hashkacha Klalos, and us Klalos.
Elokeinu means, what's the...
Elokeinu is nu, us. Us. Us.
Me,
us
my family, Yidin,
Yidin. Lachara means Yidin, yeah. Yidin, yeah. Okay.
It's just
sunny. So... Okay, I would like to share another understanding, perhaps, based on the Sipurna in Melech Olam. And he says like this: this Sipurna can be found in the Pasuk in Tehillim. And this Pasuk, Arimimcha Elokeinu Melech. He says like this, and read his words very, I feel that he's saying three things. This Arimimcha Elokeinu HaMelech. And listen carefully to what he says. Arimimcha Elokeinu HaMelech. He says like this: Oidia Godlcha Bebriya. I'm going to make known, says David HaMelech, Hashem's godlcha, Hashem's godl, Hashem's greatness in the Bria. Shehi bekoyach elyoin al kol zolosei. Hashem's midas gedula, Hashem's, usually that's chesed, Hashem's godlcha bebria is bekoyach elyoin al kol zolosei. It's above anything else, it's elyoin, it's lofty, that's arimimcha, exalted. That's arimimcha, that's one thing. Bez Hashem will try to explain this a little bit better, what this means. Arimimcha. I'm going to be my dear Hashem's lofty koyach elyon in the Bria. It's Arimimcha. The exalted, lofty koyach in the Bria. It's very not clear what we'll get. And then, Elokai. What's that? V'imze, she'ato magbi lo shoves, ato mashpili lirais. That although Hashem is up in Shemayim, Hashem is Elokai. That means Umashkiach b'kiyum olam echa, right? That Hashem is Elokai, that Hashem gets down to this world and is Mashkiach and gets involved in our day-to-day life, and Hashem is watching us, monitoring us, the way we watching the way we act. That's Elokai. The next is Hamelech, that is Koroi, which is befitting Lemelech HaChofetz b'kiyum HaKolos. That's something which is befitting for a king that wants the existence of the world to run, meaning to say it's his kingdom to run. That although he has the king is the king, but he gets down and he gets involved in the kingdom. Why? Because he wants the kingdom to run properly and he wants to have a kingdom. So he needs to get down, and so that's three things, very interesting. So the Hamelech is explaining, so to say, why Hashem is Mashkiach, because Hashem wants the Malchus. Hashem wants the Malchus. So this Arimimcha Elikai Hamelech. So we're going to try to understand this, Mezus Hashem, hopefully on our level. And that is like this. What does this mean? It seems like from the Sipurna that it's not that I'm exalting Hashem. I'm exalting Hashem because of Elokai Melech. But Arimimcha itself is something. Arimimcha is I'm exalting Hashem for His Koyach Elyon Bebriyo. What's that? What is that? It's not Hashem's Hashkacha. What is that? So, for this, we could understand with the Nefesh HaChaim that we spoke about in the past, and we really spoke about this last week as well, that the Shem Elokim indicates the idea, connotes the idea that Hashem is the way the Nefesh HaChaim explains is that everything in the world, every koyach that exists in the world, is totally coming from Hashem. Hashem is the Baalim and totally coming from Him. That's what Elokim connotes. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, but even after understanding that, the way I'll read his words, Avolim calls that, after we understand that Hashem is Elokim, that Hashem is the Baal HaKoyachas Kulam, it's still mashma, Shetzimtzim Kvaydei, that Hashem was Mitzamtzim. He restricted his kavod. V'niach Mokum Kavyach, and he gave room for something else that could exist. L'metzias, something else exists. But he, Elashahu Yizbarach Nishmasai, that Hashem is the Neshama, and Hashem is the living force of everything. But that thing is its own thing. For example, he says, the way, let's say, the neshama is mispasha through the whole guf adam. Sha'af shi mispateshes b'chol chelik anukuda pratesh shabai. Even though the neshama spreads throughout the entire body, im kol zeh leinucha loimer. We can't say shahaguf misbatel negda ki'ilu einai. But metzias klal, we would never say that the guf doesn't exist. The guf is the guf, and the neshama is the life of the guf. Gives the chiyus of the guf, but the guf is its own entity. That's very simple, right? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, what the Shem Havaya reveals is a whole new level. And that is, the Shem Havaya is that really, there's nothing but Hashem. Ein Oid Movade. And the way he says it is that, his Lashon is in Perek, different places he talks about it. Says that Einoid Milvada in Perak Beis and Shargimel, the Einoid Milvada is Baruch Mamish, the Einoid Milvada is Baruch Mamish, Shum Dover Klal B'choloi Lamas. There's nothing but Hashem. Achatucha Loimer, and to the extent that it could be said, She Ein Kan Shum Nivra V'olam Klal, there's really nothing but Hashem. There's really nothing but Hashem. There's nothing that's chaytzitz in front of Hashem. Ein oid mavade means literally ein oid mavade. Not that Hashem is the life of everything. There's nothing but Hashem. Rak hakol molei atzmutz achdusei apashu yizbaruch shemai. The Shem Havaya is the idea that ein oid mavade, there's nothing but Hashem. Whatever we think exists doesn't really, everything is kula HaKadosh, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, this is something that we can't understand. Exactly how, we can't really understand this. The question is, says in Perek Beis, she'ein b'koyach shum nivra, af elyon shel bel yoinim, and there's no creation that could understand this. Even the elyon shel bel yoinim, lahasig mahos enyan, to really understand the essence of what this means. Eich kol hoy lomois v'chol tzvom, heimu be'etzem ayim. There be'etzem nothing. Nothing really exists. Everything is existing every split second from Hashem. And this is something he says we can't understand. The Perek Vav, he says, we're not even allowed to likonis klal is bainin, to enter this area, and to, it means bainin too much into this. That Hashem is really everything. Like it says, b'mufla memchal tachkar, only Hashem Himself, who's masig kaviyachol atzmusay, who He is, so to say, who hayoidea atzmus mahozeh, and He understands this. This is something that we can't really understand. We know this idea of enoid milvadei, of the shem, what the shem havaya reveals, that the oveis that he speaks out, that the oveis hakadoshim weren't revealed this idea. Shmi Hashem, the shem havaya loyne datilem. But the door of Dardeya of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where it was revealed, this idea of Ein Atares Ladas, Hashem Olakim, Ein Oid Movade means literally Ein Oid Movade. But this is something that we can't really, really, really understand. So could be this, perhaps, could be an understanding in what the Sepurna means. That Arimimcha, that I exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Hashem's Koyach Elyon. The Malbim over here, he says that when we say Arimimcha, he says Roimimus, when we Roimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when his words are HaRoimimus Hu Min HaTzad Shu Misroimim V'Nela Min HaSaga, something that's above our comprehension, then we say Arimimcha. Arimimcha is when we exalt, it's Miroimim, it's above us, it's something that we can't really comprehend, that's on those things we say Arimimcha. So Arimimcha, says the Sepurna, Hashem's Koyach Elyon, that's on this idea that Hashem's Mehava HaKol, that Hashem is putting everything into existence to the extent that really nothing really exists. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea that Hashem is Mehava HaKol, that Hashem is the existence of everything, Hashem is every second, kol rega v'rega, making the existence, and Hashem is the source of everything, that is the idea of Arimimcha. And perhaps this, based on this, we could understand, very beautiful, Arimimcha Elokai HaMelech, these three words are correspondent to what we say in a bracha. Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam. Hashem is correspondent to Arimimcha. Like we're saying, that Arimimcha is when something is above us. It's above our comprehension. That's the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya, which is something which is really above our comprehension. Like, we know that Shem Havaya is Hoy Hoy Viviyeh U'Mahave HaKol, that Hashem is Mahave, Hashem is the existence of everything. That's something which we say, that Hashem is Hoy Hoy Viviyeh U'Mahave HaKol, but we can't really perceive to the extent, the depth of this matter, what this means, that Hashem is Mahave HaKol. We know that it's true, but we can't fully comprehend this. This is, and we're not allowed to comprehend it too deep, says the Nefesh HaChaim. That's Havaya. That Hashem is Mahava Kol. That's correspondent to Arimimcha. Correspondent to Arimimcha, that's what we say Hashem in Avracha. And it's very interesting. We mentioned in the past a few times, the Gemara Pesachim says that Zeshmi La'olam, Zeshmi La'olam, and La'olam is missing a vav. And that La'olam means that it's hidden. And in fact, the Gemara says that Sava Rava, the Gemara Pesachim Dafnun, the Gemara says that Sava Rava L'mirdusha B'kircha, Rava intended to darshan about the Shem Havaya in Shir, Omer Lehu Saba La'olam Ksiv. When it talks about the Shem Havaya, it says La'olam. The La'olam missing above, that Hashem is hidden. We have no reshus, we're not supposed to darshan the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is hidden because it's Moiron, Hoy Heviyu, Mahava HaKol. Not only is Hashem's Metzias, that he's Hoyevia, is hidden, but even this, that is that this idea also that is Mahava Kol, this that he's the sort, the life of everything of Einu Mavade, is also hidden from us. So could be that's Arimimcha. Arimimcha is this idea that we exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we say that Hashem is Einoid Milvada, Hashem is the life of everything, and that we say in a bracha, the Shem Hashem. Elokai, then we the correspondent Elokai, we say Elokeinu, that Hashem is says the supporter, that Hashem is Mashkiach on us. So that's Elokai is Elokeinu, that Hashem is Mashkiach on us. And then we say Melech Olam, because although Hashem, that why is Hashem, Hashem is Mashkiach on the lower world? Why? Because Hashem wants the Bria. Hashem wants a Melech Olam. Hashem wants, created a world for a purpose that His Malchus could reign. Hashem wants, right? Hashem wants His Malchus. So Hashem created the Arim Mimcha, and then there's also Elokai, because Hashem is HaMelech, Hashem Melech Olam. So this Arim Mimcha, Elokai HaMelech, the Elishem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, correspond to Arim Mimcha, Elokai HaMelech. So these are the two understanding of Melech Olam, the first from the Vilna Gaon, and that the Melech Olam is corresponding to Hashgacha Klalos, and the second idea from the Sipurno, Melech Olam, is these three things, that Hashem wants the Bria, that Hashem is Ma'an Shashgacha, Melech Olam. Yeshapech.